president hits the trail on Lisa Brady, Fox News. He's heading to Pennsylvania to campaign for Senate hopeful John Fetterman, the lieutenant governor facing Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz. On his way out, the president batting down a question about not many candidates wanting him to campaign.
That's not true. There have been 15. Count.
He'll attend a Fetterman fundraising event in Philadelphia tonight after visiting Pittsburgh, where infrastructure funds are fixing a bridge that collapsed just before a January visit.
The Democrats are trying to sell a positive message on the economy as the Senate race here in Pennsylvania tightens, a race that could come down to how voters feel about inflation and rising prices.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Philadelphia. President Biden says outgoing British Prime Minister Liz Truss was a good partner on Russia and Ukraine. She abruptly announced her resignation today, just a day after vowing to keep fighting.
She said she had hoped to create an economy that was based on low tax and high growth, but one she simply could not deliver on.
Fox's Alex Hogan in London. Truss will be the shortest serving British prime minister ever.
In her only 6 weeks on the job, she faced devastating low approval ratings, which were largely due to the tax cuts that she put in place and the spending plans that tanked the economy, policies that have been criticized as really a blatant failure, one for which earlier this week she even apologized for.
Truss's Conservative Party remains in power and will pick a new prime minister, with some reports they may consider going back to former leader Boris Johnson, who resigned amid ethical scandals. A killer has just been executed in Oklahoma after two final appeals were rejected by the U.S. Supreme Court. Benjamin Cole was convicted of killing his 9-month-old daughter nearly 20 years ago. His attorneys argued he was severely mentally ill. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A flawed case and police corruption. Prosecutors revealing more about what led to the release of three men imprisoned for decades for a shooting in Louisiana.
Three men found guilty of a drive-by killing in New Orleans in the 90s were sent home from prison Wednesday. A judge vacated the convictions of Quinta Gable, Leroy Nelson, and Rondell Santinac, who were teens at the time of the crime, when prosecutors and a defense attorney together said the investigating officers were found to habitually manipulate evidence and work to protect drug dealers. One now former New Orleans officer, Len Davis, is on federal death row for having a woman who complained about him killed. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Sick time remains a sticking point with one of the 12 railroads that would need to approve a proposed agreement to avoid a nationwide rail strike. The major freight railroads rejecting a proposed tweak in that proposed agreement yesterday. A climate change-related protest by farmers in New Zealand.
Farmers on tractors upset over what they say would create an utter disaster are driving through cities and towns in protest of a government proposal to make them pay up when their cows burp, spreading methane gas into the air. Farming is so big in New Zealand, half of all greenhouse gas emissions come from farms in a nation of just 5 million people. In an effort to become carbon neutral by 2050, cutting methane from burping cattle is a major step. The government last week proposed the new tax, claiming farmers should be able to earn their money back by charging more for climate-friendly products. Some farmers believe the new levy will make the problem worse by shifting farming to countries less efficient at making food.
Fox's CJ Papa. Stocks bouncing back for now. The Dow's up 174. Oil back over $86 a barrel. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.